This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We have a man who was recently on international television on Fox with Brian Kilmeade, along with a very gifted economist, Larry Kudlow. And he told it like it is in the city of New York, and we're going to be talking about that. But the main reason we have him on the program is that John Station, WABC, number one in the world, won the Fair Media Council Award. And this is a very, very big award in the media internationally. So we're going to be talking about that today. A little background information. John Katsimatidis, an American self-made billionaire businessman and radio talk show host. He is the owner, president, chairman, and CEO of grocery chains Gristiti's and D'Agostino supermarkets in Manhattan, as well as the Red Apple Group, a real estate and aviation company with about $2 billion in holdings in New York, Florida, and Pennsylvania. He is also chairman and CEO of the Red Apple Group subsidiary, United Refining Company in Warren, Pennsylvania. So this award was given to John Katsimatidis with the 2025 Distinguished Service Award by the Fair Media Council during its annual Folio Award ceremony in New York City. What is the importance, the stature, the symbolism of this award, John Katsimatidis?
Well, Brian, it's to me, awards don't really mean anything. It's getting your message across. It's getting the talk to young people, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, and tell them what they have to do to become successful in America. And it's getting an audience to talk to. It's reflecting the truth about what's going on in America. And America has been under attack for so many years, and people have to realize it. People have to know what the truth is, and that's one of the reasons we have become very successful in the media business on WABC, and the WABC is now worldwide. It's in 178 countries and 50 states, and because we tell the truth. We started a new segment on WABC. You know how we have breaking news, Brian?
Yes.
We now have fake news.
We have a lot of that. Yeah.
Well, when somebody does something really stupid and really tells a lie, I mean, a famous guy like that is that guy Senator Schiff from California. He never tells the truth. And we have breaking news, breaking faking news, and it's just trying to get the message across. The truth is important. I mean, it's not like the movies. You can't take the truth. Whoever did that segment, the American people would rather have the truth. Right now, what's going on? We have almost a civil war going on. Between Texas, Illinois, New York State, and California, where they want to redistrict. They want to redistrict their congressional districts to favor themselves. I mean, what I've always said, it's not about being a Democrat. It's not about being a Republican. You know what it is? It's about being an American. And worry about America first before you worry about the party you're in.
Well, that was a message that you gave at the Polish American Congress, Polish Civic Affairs Committee dinner in Buffalo a couple months ago. And you said to the audience, I don't care what your political party is. I care that you love America. And a symbol of that was the Cheektowaga Polish American Festival that John and Margot Katsimatidis have been the lead sponsors of for the past 4 years, donating about $55,000 to the Polish American community, with 35,000 people coming every year to the Cheektowaga Town Park for the whole weekend, 3 days. And you are the lead sponsor. I saw Quick Fill banners throughout the festival, and they even call the main stage and the amphitheater the Quick Fill Pavilion. That's how they refer to it at the Cheektowaga Polish American Festival, because John and Margot Kotsmatidis and Quick Fill are the lead sponsors. Why do you sponsor this festival? You live 400 miles away. Why do you care about the Polish Americans in Cheektowaga and Buffalo, New York?
Well, Margot, my wife Margot, is Polish, and she loves being Polish. My co-host Rita is Polish. She loves being Polish, and we do a lot of business up there, and we want to respect the people in the communities that we do business with. And I'll tell you, I really loved that day. I enjoyed that day. I enjoyed meeting all the Polish people. They're great people, hardworking people, and that's what America was all about. It was built by hardworking people, not by people that want to come over our borders and collect a welfare check. I mean, my father and mother came over in 1949, and my father worked 70 hours a week to make enough money to feed the family and make enough money to send me to school and to get me an education. And what's the most important? Hard work. And get your children a great education and give them a start in life.
Very good advice. And now let's talk a little bit more about WABC Radio. Since John Kotsmatidis acquired the station in 2020, WABC has seen a significant resurgence and now holds the top spot in the national Nielsen ratings among adults 25 plus average quarter hour, according to the Nielsen Fall 2024 National DMA data set. Let's talk about the boom. How did you take a station that I believe was something like 23 in the ratings to number one?
28
to number one. How did you do that in 5 years, John?
It's the number one AM station in the country.
How did you do it?
Why? We gave people what they wanted to hear. We gave them talent that they were familiar with. We gave them the truth, and we instead of having commercials all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday, we gave them live programming. Before that, we had people snake oil salesmen on Saturdays and Sundays that they were trying to sell. Solving baldness or doing whatever. I mean, it was people never tuned in on any of that stuff. But when you have live radio and you have people, and we went 24 hours, 3 o'clock in the morning, we have a great audience. We got 20% of the United States audience in the middle of the night with our new show, The Other Side of Midnight, and. Because I can't sleep at night. A lot of people can't sleep at night. You want to talk to somebody that's alive and well and able to give you a good communication. Eventually I fall asleep.
Well, it's a tremendous success. Our guest today is John Kotsmatidis, the owner of WABC Radio, and if you see the 415 Quick Fill gas stations in New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio, John Kotsmatidis owns that with United Refining Company. A great success story, rags to riches story. Our guest today, John Kotsmatidis, chairman of the board with WABC Radio. A little plug here. Summer is a time for the 3 hours, rest, relaxation, and reading. Enjoy your summer and get your copy of the Ampol Eagle on your digital device, whether at home or traveling around the world. News, historic, and cultural features from the Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your email inbox each week for less than 40 cents a week. The AmPro Legal is offering a hot deal, $19 for 52 issues. Go online at AmPro Legal to subscribe or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. Don't miss out on what's happening in Poland or Polonia. Get your digital AmPro Legal today. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Ambassador Carla Sands, Eddie Dobusiewicz, who was in charge of the Cheektowaga Polish-American Festival that John and Margot Kotsmatis were the lead sponsors of, and Lisa Redmond, author of many books. Coming up, we're going to have Jenny Rizzo, Executive Director of the International Institute of Buffalo, and a good friend of John Kotsmatidis, Erie County Sheriff John Garcia. A little bit more information about John Kotsmatidis. He's a radio talk show host. He hosts the Cats Roundtable on WABC and the Cats at Night show. He initiated purchase talks for WABC Radio in 2019, which after regulatory delays was concluded in March 2020, the number one radio station in America, with our guest John Kotsmatidis. Now let's talk a little bit about what you've been discussing. About 92% of the American people believe that Walter Cronkite said, and he said, and I think news has to get back to that situation, and that's what we're doing at WABC. Tell us, how do you do this? How do you get the trust of the American public, John Kotsmatidis?
Well, people, you know, people are smart. They're not stupid. It's like the fact when the news was put out that Jeff Epstein committed suicide. I call it the 80-20 rule. 80% of the people didn't believe it. So I 80-20 is a good barometer about whether people believe anything. We got to get getting the message out. We're 80%. You know, I hope to achieve 92% someday, like Walter Cronkite did. But I'll take 80% right now. And on the new communications devices, your iPhone or your portable phone, if you put the WABC app, which is 77 WABC, on your iPhone, my friends were calling in from Switzerland, from Hungary, from London. They were listening while they were away. They were listening to our shows. And New York is the capital of the world. And the war we're fighting right now, Brian,
yes,
is to save New York, because the socialists are trying to take over New York. And that's the biggest problem we have right now. I said I was with President Trump last Friday for a couple of hours. And I said to him, President Trump, you saved America. By saving America and having a strong Washington, we saved the free world. And now we have to save New York.
Well, let's talk about that. You have Mamdani, a communist, running for mayor. He wants to take over the grocery stores, give away free food, free buses, free everything, free health care, free education, everything for free. How could the New York City residents first elect this man in a primary by overwhelming margins? And how does he have a shot to be mayor of perhaps the greatest city in the world, John Kotsmatidis?
Well, you know, I told the joke. I was on Fox News last week, and I told the joke because by telling the joke, it's really true. I said, we bought Manhattan Island for $24 from the Indians. Now, there's foreign money, I believe, and I asked the U.S. attorney, I've asked the attorney general to look into it. Foreign money coming into a C4 pact for the Working Families Party. And the rumor is that there is that money coming in, and there may be some Chinese money in there. And we bought Manhattan Island for $24. The Chinese are trying to buy it back for $50 million, even though it's worth $3 trillion. So this Zoran character, I believe, is a created person. He had the money. He had the ammunition. He had the ground forces to become a leader in the race. But it was other people's money. It was foreign money, I believe, or money from the extreme left-wing billionaires, which we all know. I mean, I know the people. They're nice people. But the fact is, I don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You know, I made an example the other day on Fox, too. I said, I met Fidel Castro. I was down in Cuba building a Greek Orthodox church. And Fidel Castro built the Greek Orthodox Church. People say to me, why did he build the Greek Orthodox Church? I said, the closer to 90 years old you got, the more religion you got. And then people laughed, but it's true. And the fact is, he built the church for us. And I was in Havana. And he's a nice man. He speaks well, has a great smile. But his people were starving to death. And that's what I'm trying to get across to New Yorkers that think they're going to tiptoe through the tulips and say, oh, I'm going to get free subways. Oh, I'm going to get free buses. Oh, I'm going to get no increases in my rent. Oh, this, oh, that, or that. You know what Margaret Thatcher once said? Sooner or later, sooner or later, you run out of other people's money. And you know what I tell to the union leaders? If you run out of money and the budget's not there, your union people may not get their pensions, because if you run out of money, there's no money to pay for your pensions.
Very true. We're learning a great deal from one of America's greatest entrepreneurs, John Katsimatidis, owner of WABC Radio, the Quickfill gas station chain, the D'Agostino supermarkets, and Grustidis supermarkets in New York City. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520 Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about John Katsimatidis. He was the runner-up in the Republican nomination for mayor of New York City in the 2013 election. John Katsimatidis was born on the Greek island of Nassaros on September 7, 1948. He came to the United States with his parents when he was 6 months old. The family moved to West Harlem, where John Katsimatidis grew up. His father had been a lighthouse operator in Greece, but worked as a busboy in New York. Katsimatidis graduated from Brooklyn Technical High School in 1966. He received a congressional nomination to West Point, but chose to study electrical engineering at NYU instead. A great American success story. Let's get back to this race for New York. The polling recently had Mamdani around 35%, Cuomo in the mid-20s, and Sliwa and Adams in the teens. Is Cuomo the best chance to beat Mamdani, John Katsimatidis?
I've been running a campaign, ABZ, anybody but Zora. And I think that when I was at dinner with the president last Friday, I said to him, let's wait till September. People in August are not concentrating right now. They're starting to concentrate because they're panicking, because if some of the things that Zoran wants to put in, it will affect the price of real estate. If you have a house, if you have a condominium, if you have a co-op, well, if he gets in and implements his policies, then the house might be worth only 50%. Why? I mean, what Castro did in Havana, and I was there, I saw it. If you had a house with five bedrooms and you're only using two, he made you put other migrants into those other three bedrooms. Why do you have empty bedrooms? I had once a mentor a long time ago. It is reasonable to believe a person will do tomorrow what he did yesterday. And what he's been campaigning that for many, many, many years. He says, oh, I've changed my mind since then. Well, that's a lot of, how does President Trump say, that's a lot of crap. You know, whatever people did yesterday, they'll do again today. And you'll destroy New York City the way we know it, the capitalist city in the world, where immigrants came in, worked 70 hours a week, and made a success of their families.
Let's talk about Curtis Sliwa. You've been with him on radio for many years. We remember him from the 1980s with the Guardian Angels. Tell us about his integrity, his values, and capabilities. Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa is a member of our family. He works at WABC for a zillion years, and he's running for mayor. And he knows, there's nobody that knows New York better than Curtis Sliwa. He knows where every subway station is. He knows where every street is, every neighborhood is. You know, New York City is a community of 300 different neighborhoods. He knows them all. But it's 8-1 Democratic to Republican in New York, so it's hard for a Republican to get elected. And the fact is that you have three Democrats running. Well, you have two Democrats and a socialist running. You have Andrew Cuomo running. You have Eric Adams running. And then you have the socialist running. I don't know how he got into the race. This ranked choice voting that the Democrats created years ago, well, it came out to roost. You had one Democrat, you had Andrew Cuomo in the Democratic primary, and then you had seven extreme liberals, socialists. Well, under ranked choice voting, they beat him. And it was 102 degrees that day with the voting. And a lot of people stayed home and didn't vote. So, you know, how do they say it? Crap happens sometimes.
Yeah, it happened big time. Well, let's talk about success. John Katsimatidis is building one of the biggest buildings in Florida. And I guess it's probably getting ready to open up now. Let's talk about your investment in Florida, where it is, who's buying these condominiums, and... let's learn about this success story, John Katsimatidis.
We were very big New Yorkers, and we've always did things in Florida. We built the tallest condominium on the whole West Coast of Florida, and we're 77%, 78% sold. And they're buying it like wildfire. Occupancy in September, October maybe, or September, October, and people are starting to move in. And who is buying? People escaping the Northeast, people escaping Illinois, people escaping California, people escaping New York, escaping because they can't, I'm mad as hell and they can't take it anymore. And that's what's going on. I had Senator Rick Scott on my show last week from Florida. Florida now has 23,500,000 people. New York is down to 19,700,000. 10 years ago, the numbers were reversed. If all these people keep moving out of New York, New York is eventually going to run out of money. Yeah, I mean, you can't make it up. And the fact is that... I'll give you one more example.
Okay.
New York State's budget is $250 billion. New York City's budget is $110. That's $360 billion budget for 19 million people. For 23 million people for the whole state of Florida, the budget is $110. One third. Something, you know how they used to say something is rotten in Denmark? Well, something is rotten here, and we better figure it out real soon.
The threat of Mamdani taking over your grocery stores and giving out so-called free food that somebody has to pay for, how real is this threat to your two grocery store chains in New York City?
Well, there's an old expression. You don't want to fight City Hall. If City Hall is giving away groceries for nothing because they're paying no taxes, they're paying no expenses, you can't fight City Hall. So if Zoram opens up stores giving away the food, guess what? I'm not going to compete with them.
Unbelievable. Talking about pricing, oil prices, where are they headed? You own 415 gas stations with Quick Fill. Where are oil prices headed, John Katsimatidis?
They're headed down under President Trump. We are making America, both Canada and New York, making America free again. And between Canada and the United States, we got more oil than everybody else put together. And I believe that there's a deal forthcoming in Canada, and we're going to be able to bring down prices from where they used to be, I would say, between $55 and $65 a barrel.
Wonderful. 30 seconds left. Rate Donald Trump's performance as president of the United States, John Katsimatidis.
He's a AAA+, because no other president ever has accomplished so much in 6 months. And he's a tough negotiator. He's always been a tough negotiator, but he negotiates on behalf of the American people. He's fair to our allies. He's fair to everybody else. But America comes first.
Okay. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to our director of production, Kevin Carr, for the past 20 years. And thank you for enlightening us once again, John Katsimatidis, about your great American success story. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.